Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, well, hello again, everyone. It is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is October the 31st, 2020, Halloween night. And I haven't been on for a while, but the Lord God, He is good and He is faithful, and the enemy is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And I just want to just give God the honor and the glory and the praise tonight for who He is, for what He has done for me. I know He has done a lot for us, for each and every single one of us. But I just want to personally testify tonight that our Heavenly Father, the Lord God, He is awesome. He is an awesome God. And He has done so wonderfully to me. So He is so victorious in my life. I know when I had this second surgery, and I definitely was in a dark place spiritually. Not, you know, mentally and emotionally, I should say. And as I lay on the hospital bed, I was just so lost, so very lost. And, you know, no one could come in the hospital room to see me. No one can bring anything to me, for me to eat, you know, because of the COVID, and I couldn't eat solids while I was there, and I don't think they realized the magnitude of my suffering. I couldn't eat, I couldn't swallow properly, I spent like literally literally 6 days in the hospital, both times. But, you know, as I lay on the bed about the second night, I heard, "You are defeated." And I kind of pondered it a little bit in my heart, and then I realized that that was the enemy. And I said, "No, I'm not defeated. I am victorious. I am victorious in Christ. I am victorious in Christ, who died on the cross for me, who gave His life for me. I am victorious." And you see, I remember another time again after I came out of the hospital, you know, and I was just seeking the Lord and just searching Him and just trying to figure out what's happening in my life and in the world around us. And the Lord just basically put in my heart, He said, "The enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but I come to give you life and to give it more abundantly." And so let us continue to pray. Let us continue to seek the Lord God. And I'm asking for prayer for me. I went to see the vascular surgeon yesterday in my first surgery. The first side of my neck where the doctor did the thyroidectomy. During the surgery, my artery broke, the artery that gave blood to my left arm, and I hardly could use my arm, but now it's a lot stronger. But the doctor, the vascular surgeon, fixed the artery, but it collapsed after. And so they're fixing. Yesterday he's telling me, "Oh, your arm is losing muscle tone. You know, I recommend doing a bypass surgery to just put blood back into your arm. My arm is obviously receiving blood from probably other veins and other blood vessels, but not from the main artery. But and he has been fixing to go back in my neck again the third time, and I'm already suffering from scar tissue and tightness in the neck. And he's like, I don't care about scar tissue and tightness. I care about your arm. Okay, you should care about everything. So folks, I'm just asking for prayer. And I just pray, Lord God, that you may strengthen me as I continue to hold on to my faith in you. You gave me the key to the kingdom of heaven, which is faith in Yeshua, faith. You know, your word said, Lord, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Your word also said that it is impossible to please you, Father, without faith. And so help me to walk by faith. Help me to walk by faith and not by sight. Help me not to walk by what I see or by what the doctors say, but by what you've done for me in the past. And I thank you for that, Lord. And my arm is, I know it gets tired quickly, but I can do everything that I'm used to doing with my arm. And it has gotten a lot stronger from when I had, from months ago. So I know that there is nothing impossible with our Heavenly Father, and there's nothing too hard for Him to do. And so I know that I have faith that He have restored my artery back, and He is able to do that. He created our body, and He's a living God. He's not a dead God. And if we can trust the doctors to do things to our body, oh God, how much more are we to trust the living God to restore our body? He is a great physician. Father, you are the great physician. And I trust in you and I depend on you to restore back unto me that which the enemy have stolen from me. And I pray for all the people out there in hospitals, nursing homes, in their own homes, in hospices. I pray for my brothers and sisters that have been wrongfully jailed because of the color of their skin or because of who they are in Yeshua. I pray for deliverance from the evil that run this world. I pray for deliverance from the wicked leaders, from the wicked kings and the wicked rulers and the principalities and powers that runs this world. I pray, Holy Father, that by your power and by your might, that you, O God, will rend the heaven once again and come down and deliver your people from the hands of the enemy, from the hands of the wicked. Your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, send forth your holy angels to deliver your people Israel. Send forth your people, send forth your holy angels, legions of your angels, Lord, to deliver your people Israel, to deliver us from the hands of the wicked, to deliver us from the hands of the enemy, to deliver us, O God, from the hands of the terrible Lord God. We have all sinned and come short of your glory. Help us, Lord, to overcome. Your word said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your mercies and for your goodness. We give you the honor and the glory and the praise in Yeshua's precious name. Amen. Today I want to talk about the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Who is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah? Of course, Yeshua HaMashiach, God himself in human flesh. Father, put the words in my mouth as they come through my mind from you. Come in my mind and speak through me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my God and my Father. Doesn't matter. Let me speak truth. Let me speak your word and your truth forth. No matter how much it offends, because your word said that the truth offends. I'm here, Lord God, to honor you and to please you and to glorify you in Yeshua's name. So who is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah? It is Yeshua HaMashiach. The Lord God moved heaven and earth. He moved the heavens and the earth once for you and for me. Actually, he moved the heavens and the earth. He plundered hell and Hades for us. And he is about to do it again. The Lord God is about to rend the heavens and to plunder the earth again, to come down to rescue his people. He did it for the house of Israel. Who is the house of Israel? Well, if we read the Bible, especially in Deuteronomy and in Exodus and Leviticus, we see even in Isaiah and in Jeremiah, we see who the house of Israel is. And so, when in the New Testament, Yeshua said that he came not but to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so, who is Israel? And why is it a cover-up about who the true Israel is? Why people are not speaking? Why the church as a whole are not speaking on really the house of Israel? Because, and you know, folks, and many Christians are going to be offended into saying, oh, it doesn't matter anymore as long as a Christian. It does matter, folks. It does matter. The Lord God has a covenant. The Lord God, first of all, the Lord God loves every single one of his children, every single one of us who join to him and who love him and keep his commandments and do his will. Every one of us. Whether we are Gentile or whether we are Israel, of the house of Israel. But the Lord God has a covenant with Israel. He have a history with Israel, and he chose Israel as his people and as a righteous nation. And so Israel have a big role to play in the world. And so Yeshua, he came out of the house of Israel. He came through the seed of Israel, through the lineage of one of the sons of Jacob, the firstborn, Judah. So he is from the tribe of Judah. And where is Judah today, and where is the house of Israel today? why are not Christians, the Christian church, speaking on that? And because there's a cover-up, because there's a lie. Lucifer, Satan, is the father of lies, and he has made it, he has caused the children of Israel to sin so much, time and time and time again. You know, when the children of Israel sin, the Lord God lift his hand of protection and favor off of them and allow them to be captured, allow them to be plundered, allow them to be carried away captive into various countries and land. First we read about when the Babylonians burn the cities, take the, you know, murder the people, take some of the children, like three of the nobles' son, Hananiah, Meshach, and Azariah, and Daniel. You know, those four Hebrew men was some, you know, some of the seed of the children of Israel that was taken captive. And so today, you know, this morning, you know, the Lord God just placed this on my heart. I didn't even know what I was going to talk about or if I was even going to come on. And I just want to come on, you know, over the air to just speak what the Lord put on my heart to speak. And the Lord just put in my heart, you know, that he rent the heavens, he plundered the heavens and the earth. He rent the heaven and the earth, and he plundered hell and Hades for us, and he's planning on doing it again, and he's planning on doing it very soon. You see, the veil is being removed from over the earth. Spiritually and physically, the veil is being removed from over the eyes of the people. The veil is being removed from over the eyes of the enemies of Israel, and the veil is being removed from over the eyes of Israel. And you know, Israel have always been the love, the apple of God's eye. They have been a very, very, you know, we have been a very rebellious people, unfortunately. You know, Israel have been a very rebellious people, but God loves Israel. And the Bible says that God has a covenant with Israel, and it's an everlasting covenant. It is not a covenant that the Lord God will break, but God has rules, and he has laws, and he has commandments. And as long as we keep Israel kept God's commandments and his precepts and his statutes, the Lord God is willing to just make Israel the greatest nation on earth. And once Israel disobey, you know, the Lord God just lift his hand of protection just as a punishment, just as a parent would punish a child. And so, folks, that doesn't mean God has given up on his people. And once again, where is Israel? Well, Israel is everywhere, scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. So the Lord will show me this morning that he plundered the heavens and the earth, and he plundered, and he moved the heavens and the earth, and he plundered hell and Hades for us, and he's about to do it again. The Lord God put on flesh and blood for us, for the house of Israel, and for all others who will join Israel in serving God, in loving God, and in keeping his ways and keeping his commandments. And so in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, it tells us, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that have the power of death, that is of the devil." So God loves us so very much. God loves the house of Israel. He loved Israel. He loved Judah. And Israel is not who the majority of the world think Israel is. And Judah is not Judah. No, the Jews are not who the majority of the world think they are. Judah and Israel was forcibly taken out of their land. The land of in Africa. You know, in the Middle East, in Jerusalem. Not the Jerusalem that we know. And they were taken into slavery because of our wickedness, because of what we have done against the Most High God. But anyways, God loves us so much, not just Israel, but all other people. He didn't die just for Israel, but he died for all people, all the fallen angels who decided to honor him and to come to him and to love him and to do his will. But he does have a special place in his heart, a special covenant for the house of Israel, and Israel is the apple of his eye, and he did not cast the apple away. The Lord God, Yeshua, he's coming back to retrieve his children. The Lord God is coming back, and he's coming back with a vengeance, not as a lamb, but as a roaring lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah. And he is angry, and he is zealous for his cubs, for his children, for his little lambs. And he is going to tear and rip anyone and anything apart that seek to destroy or to harm those of us that are his. The Lord God is getting ready to rend the heavens and the earth. He is seeking us out today from wherever our enemies have scattered us. He will come and he will send his angels throughout the four corners of the earth to seek us out and to bring us back home to our homeland, to our Jerusalem. And it's not the Jerusalem, that bloody wicked place, Jerusalem, that we know of over there. He is bringing us back to Jerusalem, but it's that new Jerusalem that will come down from heaven. And the Lord God will rule and reign over us, not just Israel, but all, not just physical and spiritual Israel, not just physical Israel who are also spiritual, but those of you who are Gentiles, or those of us who are Gentiles and have given our hearts to the Lord, God loves us just the same. Deuteronomy. Let me just, read Deuteronomy chapter 28. The Lord God is zealous for his people, Israel, a people chosen from the beginning to lead all other nations in holiness and in righteousness. But we have sinned against our Heavenly Father. We have transgressed his ways. We have transgressed his laws and his commandments, and so in righteousness and judgment he allowed his people, Israel, including the house of Judah, to be plundered by our enemies and them that hate us. The house of Israel was forced into learning different culture, knowing a different God, and were forced into religion. Israel do not know who they are up to today. Many of them do not know who they are. Israel is now waking up. Judah is now waking up, but they are still so rebellious. Israel is still so rebellious. Israel is still so thinking that they are just black people that are being hated. You know, but you're more than that. You're more than a black person that has been a byword by many other nations. Judah do not know who they are. Israel do not know who he is up to today. I'm just going to read some excerpts from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed you shall be in the field. Meaning that they're going to be blessed in businesses and in agriculture. Blessed you shall be in the fruit of your body. They shall reproduce and have many sons and daughters. They are going to be blessed in the fruit of the ground, whatever they plant, in their fruit, their cattle, the increase of their young, of the young flock, the sheep. They are going to be blessed in the basket and in thy store. As a matter of fact, God was going to be blessed them in all aspects. You know, the children of Israel in all aspects of their life. And the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself. And he hath sworn unto thee, speaking of the house of Israel, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all people of the earth shall see thee. And all people of the earth shall see that you are called by my name. Let me read this again. Deuteronomy 28, verse 10. And all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. So here we see that the Lord is saying that the house of Israel was going to be so blessed and so rich and so highly stand out from all other nations. He said, the Lord said that the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, and he had sworn unto thee that if you keep his commandments. So how Israel broke the commandments of God over and over again, his statutes, his precepts, and his ways. And he said, and all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Because God was going to be having such a powerful hand over and upon the children of Israel that they were going to be such an awesome people, such a powerful and mighty people, that all the other nations of the world would tremble. They wouldn't even think to even come after us, because the Lord God would have fought our battles for us, the house of Israel, that is. And so what an awesome thing when we trust God and when we give him our heart, our soul, and our mind, when we depend on him for our life and for everything. God fights our battles for us and he heals us. Oh, God. And then, you know, he wouldn't have bring any sicknesses, any diseases, anything, any hardship on us when we praise him, when we love him, when we keep his commandments. And it says in verse 11, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods and in fruit of thy body and in the fruit of thy cattle and in the fruit of the ground and in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give thee. So the scripture is telling us how God have blessed Israel. And as long as we keep the commandments of the Lord and do his bidding, his will. And then I'm going to jump down all the way to verse 15. Now the Lord is saying, and those are these things, these awesome things. The Lord is saying, if you keep my command, he said, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all these commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And so the Lord have spoken out a lot of blessings that would come upon Israel if Israel keep his commandment. But if Israel refuse to keep the commandments of God, the Lord have a whole list of curses that would come upon Israel. Curses shall you be in your city. Curses shall you be in the field. Curses shall you be in the basket, in the store. Everything that the Lord have blessed Israel with, in other words, God said, you're going to be cursed with these same things. They're going to be taken away from you. Now I'm going to jump all the way down to verse 30. Thou shalt be trod. Let me see here. Thou shalt be trod a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and thou shalt not gather grapes thereof. So all of these curses. And if you jump down here, verse 33. The fruit of thy land and all thy labor shall a nation, this is the part that really hurt my heart. The fruit of the land, the fruit of thy land, and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up. So the fruit of the land and all thy labor shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always. So the scripture is telling us when Israel turned away from God, turned away from keeping the commandment, a nation that thou knowest not shall come in and shall crush and oppress the house of Israel, and that so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see, for what they're doing, for what this other nation shall be doing unto Israel and to their children and to their land. The Lord shall smite thee in the knee and in the legs with soul, but let me just skip down to verse 36. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation. Just imagine a nation coming in to the house of Israel, capturing the people, also the king. So the Lord shall bring thee, and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. So you see, for the breaking of the commandments, and for the turning away from the ways of God, and from not remembering all the blessings and all the goodness of God, God took away his protection off of the children of Israel, and then the Israel were carried away captive. And the children of Israel, including the king, was just taken away captive into a nation that our fathers have not known. And there, they were serving other gods, wood and stone, a god that they have not known. They were pushed, religion were pushed down their throat. Their names were taken away from them, from the house of Israel. Their names, they couldn't sing the songs. Listen, the children of Israel, when they were taken away out of Africa and brought to America and all the countries of the world, they couldn't even sing their song. They were taken away in yokes, and they were bound together. They were naked. The Bible tells us that their buttocks were bare. They were naked, and they were bound together by yokes, and they were taken away in ship into Egypt, not physical Egypt, but spiritual Egypt. That's the children, that's the people of Africa that are here in America that are still being oppressed and depressed and being hated. And a byword, look, read the Bible. If you're a Christian and you're listening to this, this is not a hate speech. It's the truth. It's written in the pages of the Bible. Who are the nation? Who are the other races of people that you know upon this planet, upon this earth, that have ever existed on this earth? Who do you know? Based on this word of God in the Bible, what race of people do you know were taken away forcibly out of their nation, out of their country, out of their land? And was about, you know, all the nations of the world band together, England, France, Italy, Australia, America, all these islands, you know, all these the so-called Jews over there, they all band together and they ripped the children of Israel and Judah out of Africa, and they spread them throughout the four corners of the earth, in the Caribbean. Many of us are in the Caribbean, here in America, in England, in France, and everywhere. We're scattered like the sand of the sea. We're scattered all over the world, and people don't want to hear the truth. And who do you think the Bible is talking about? It's not talking about this small handful of people over there in the Middle East and in Jerusalem over there who call themselves Jews. The Bible said they will be unto them who call themselves Jews, but they are not, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. You go figure that out. It says here, the Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither you nor the fathers have known. And there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone, and thou shalt become an astonishment and a proverb. What is a proverb? A proverb is something that's being repeated over and over again. And thou shalt become an astonishment, meaning they look down upon you. They look down upon them. And a byword meaning that they have a whole bunch of words to say against against the children of Israel, against them. They're called niggers, they're called nappyheads, they're called monkeys, they're called all sort of derogative words. And he said, thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations. Among all nations, whether the Lord had led thee. So wherever the Lord have allowed us to be taken, we have become byword. Look, Trump just said that all of the nations that are the Caribbean islands and Africa and these people, he said that they are shithole countries. He better watch his mouth, because he's going to come and kneel down before these same people in these shithole countries. God don't like ugly. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations, neither wherever the Lord. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather but little in. And the locust shall come and consume it. I'm going to skip down to verse 41. Thou shalt begot sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. So here, you know, the scripture is telling us that the sons and daughters of Israel, the mothers and fathers, they're not going to enjoy them because they are in captivity. They're born into captivity. And then they've been raped. They've been murdered. They've been assaulted. They've been yoked. They've been put to work morning and till from sun up to sundown. And they've been called names, and up to today, the children of Israel are being hated throughout the four corners of the world. And they're still being plundered, the Chinese and the French and the English and the Italians and American and God knows who else. They're still going over into Africa, plundering Africans. They have plundered all the resources, all the minerals, gold, diamond, everything, food. Africa was one of the most powerful, richest country, continent in the entire world. And it's been reduced to nothing because of the sins of Israel. And, oh, God, if Israel, if you are hearing me now, please repent. Let us repent. Let us all repent and turn to the Lord. The Lord God said, you know, he's waiting. He's sitting on the edge of his throne, and he's waiting for us to in one voice, call out, repent, blow a trumpet and repent and fall on your knees and say, we have sinned, we have done wrong, forgive us, show us who we are, bring us back to you. The Lord God will come with a mighty hand and swipe the enemy for our sake. Okay, I have to finish this lesson. That thou shalt begot sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. Then moreover, in verse 45, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord to keep his commandments and his statutes which he has commanded. So there we go. The Lord God love Israel, and Israel is not who you think Israel is. Israel has been scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. There's 12 sons of Jacob, and Judah is one of the sons of Jacob. So everybody is just focusing on this little group of people over there in the Middle East that call themselves Jewish. And they forget all the other tribes of Israel. And that they're not even portraying any sign of the true house of Judah. They are the most selfish, most obnoxious set of people that walk this planet Earth. not all of them. Some of them have converted and you know, give their life to Yeshua, and God loved that. And it doesn't matter who it is, as long as we repent and turn to the Lord God, He and do His will and do His commandments, He saves us. He died to save us from our sins. But He has a covenant with Israel, and Israel is the apple of His eye, and He's not going to give up Israel. Yes, He let them, you know, taken away captive because of our sins, but the Lord God haven't given up on Israel. I'm going to continue on this next time. In Yeshua's name, I just pray each and every one of you turn to the Lord and repent and give your heart and your mind and your soul to Him, because He's coming soon. He's coming for His people. Israel first. Israel and all the Gentiles who turn to Him and give their life to Him, He's coming to get us. Good night, and God bless each and every one of you.